Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So, how much dust is this latest development kicking up on the campaign trail in the 10th District? For that, we turn now to our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Bob.
First to you, Dan. How significant is all this? Do you think it's a game changer in the 10th District race?
Absolutely. You know, in politics, character trumps issues. And the 10th District campaign is completely different today than it was yesterday morning when we talked about Jeff Perry. Everywhere Perry goes for the next 10, 11 days, he's going to be asked about what the victim said, why he did nothing, and why he helped cover up this whole messy affair. The people who are late deciders, those who make up their minds in the final couple of weeks, are now seeing and hearing Perry's misconduct, not as a legal case, which is what had been previously, but as an accusation from one of his victims who was 14 years old at the time.
Todd Domke.
I have to agree with Dan. You know, according to the polls, the race has been close, and now this certainly makes Keating's advertising on this issue more powerful, because now his criticism of Perry is reinforced by news coverage. So it gives Keating credibility. It puts Perry on the defensive. It does change the dynamic of the race. No one can say that character is not an issue now.
If you're Jeff Perry, Todd, what do you do now?
Well, I can't imagine being Perry, not this far ahead of Halloween. But I'd suggest that he do what John McCain did when there was a New York Times story implying that he had an illicit relationship with a lobbyist, and he called a press conference, denied the charge, took every single question from reporters until there were no more questions. Perry only late issued a statement, and frankly, he can't explain contradictory statements he's made. For example, what was not mentioned earlier is that right now he is saying, oh, Scott Flanagan is totally at fault. He's despicable. Well, after Flanagan confessed and went to prison, Jeff Perry visited him. If he was so despicable, why is he visiting him in prison?
Dan.
If I were advising Perry, I'd say, stop saying that this is mudslinging or blaming your opponent. Just man up and tell the truth. Perry's got a trail of lies that have come out in this campaign. You know, he claimed he got a college degree. Turned out it was a bogus college. There was a post office box. He falsified his application to practice law. He was playing games, according to his chief, with a device that allows him to turn on a red light as people are going through an intersection so he could rack up tickets. He said on his bar application that the girl had been arrested, and she'd never been arrested. So if I were advising Perry, I'd tell him, just start telling the truth. Admit you were wrong and let the voters decide.
Let me take this one step further, if I might. About 4 hours after Lisa Allen's lawyer released her statement, the Perry campaign released an ad featuring U.S. Senator Scott Brown. Here is an excerpt.
Sadly, Jeff's opponent in this race, Bill Keating, has decided to focus almost entirely on negative attacks concerning an incident that took place almost two decades ago and which didn't directly involve Jeff. These are the same ugly tactics that were used against me in my campaign for the United States Senate. You saw through those attacks then, and I hope you'll do the same now. Jeff is a decent and honorable person, and I would be proud to have...
We contacted Senator Brown's office yesterday afternoon to find out if yesterday's developments were going to cause him to rethink his support for Jeff Perry. We didn't hear back, but I'm wondering if you think Brown, who's been one of Jeff Perry's strongest flag wavers, will waver after this or will stick with him. And Todd, let's start with you.
Well, that script was written before the victim came forward, before that news. So some things Brown says on the spot don't make sense. It is a victim, not Keating, making the charge. It wasn't a single incident. There was at least one other victim and reports of other girls. And Brown's statement that, it didn't directly involve Jeff is just not true. He was the supervisor on the scene, complicit in the cover-up. So Brown should insist that the Perry campaign stop running the ad and makes them look bad, and he's got his own campaign to worry about for re-election in 2012.
Dan.
Well, you know, in poker, there's an expression, in for a dime, in for a dollar. It means once you've risked a few of your assets, you might as well try to win the whole thing. So Brown is stuck with his endorsement of Perry. And by the way, so is Mitt Romney. And Brown's radio commercial might have been recorded before the victim came forward, but it doesn't really matter. The mere existence of this commercial says that Perry knows his misconduct was hurting him, and they knew they had to do a commercial and do something to try to change the subject.
Just so I'm clear on this, do you then expect top Republicans, Mitt Romney, Scott Brown, and others to distance themselves from Perry at this point or not?
I don't think Mitt Romney will be coming back into that district before the election. He doesn't want to have to explain how he could vouch for Jeff Perry's character. He's not going to want to have to answer questions about these scandals. It reflects poorly on Mitt Romney.
And Dan.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is has got to be hoping that Jeff Perry loses. Because if he wins this congressional seat and goes to Washington, this thing is going to be kicked up all over again in D.C. It hasn't been a big story in Washington, but it will be if Jeff Perry wins. Therefore, Romney is going to be answering questions, you know, immediately. And his campaign opponents, for you know, people running for president like Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich and Huckabee, they're all going to be planting questions about Romney's endorsement of this guy who has participated in what he calls a despicable act.
Todd Domke, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dan Payne, same to you.
You're welcome, Bob.